LANYAP, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. Joining me, two guests in the studio. Hannah Livingston is the president of the Mortar Board here at ULM and also newly elected SGA president. And Amy Weems is the assistant dean of student life and leadership at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Welcome to LANYAP, you guys.
Thanks for having us this morning.
Hannah, the Mortar Board recently got a really prestigious award, and we wanted to kind of give you guys a chance to talk about, crow about the award a little bit and tell us more about what the Mortar Board does for students.
The Mortar Board is a National Honor Society. It's very selective. You can only select 50 members, up to 50 members. We actually have a little bit less than that. We're based on service, leadership, and scholarship. Those are our big three things, and it's all of the big leaders throughout campus, and you have to be in senior standing. So throughout the year last year, they did different community service, projects, anything like that, and it built up for them to receive the award that we actually got to receive on behalf of them in July.
So tell us about the trip, the big convention up in Chicago.
We left on a Thursday morning. We had a great time. We got to tour Chicago. I've never actually been to Chicago, so that was great. We actually went a day early. And then on Friday, students from around the nation came in, advisors. And it's really nice to see that not only am I a leader, but I'm surrounded by all of these great leaders from all over the nation. So we just had a great time. I learned a whole lot. I never expected to actually learn that much from people my own age, I guess I'd say.
So, Amy, what are some of the things that that qualified over the last year that qualified our chapter of the Mortar Board for the award?
Well, we won the Silver Torch Award, which is an award that chapters receive for meeting all of the minimum standards set forth by the Mortar Board headquarters. So we feel like we did a great job. This is a very prestigious award. There are other awards that we have our eye on for next year. So we feel like this is a good foundation for us to build on for the upcoming year.
So what are some of the things that the Mortar Board does throughout the year?
One of our big national initiatives is called Reading is Leading. Because we are based on leadership, scholarship, and service, the National Mortar Board Council felt like Reading is Leading was the perfect national initiative for us.
Okay.
Promoting literacy. You know, we have such great scholarly, service-oriented students. And with Reading is Leading, we go out into child development centers, nursery schools, elementary schools. We even go to libraries, into nursing homes, and read to people and promote literacy that way. So Reading is Leading is our main initiative, but we also do other initiatives that are focused around reading that we're also very excited about for this year.
So what kinds of things do you have planned? Can you tell me about them as far as the reading program, Hannah?
We're going to be reading twice this year. It'll be a week-long event. All the members will read during that week. They have to read to a group of people for 2 hours, whether they go to the on-campus child development center or to a nursing home. We're trying to work out a few other places, maybe some elementary schools and stuff like that. We're also going to be doing the virtual book tour. And the virtual book tour is where people in the community can come in and buy books. I think the cheapest book is around $2. Mm-hmm. And with that, we get a credit, and we can donate that credit to someone or some child development center or daycare or something like that, and they can go on and purchase their own books. So we're really looking forward to that. We hope that we get a lot of credits. We hope that people in the community go out and purchase books to help out another place. And then we're also going to be doing Better World Books at the end of each semester this year. And Better World Books is where students who can't sell their books back or have books left over can donate them to Mortar Board, and we'll actually box them up and send them to Better World Books, and then they'll go through them, and for every book that's donated, we receive a monetary value for it. But the great thing about that is we benefit, but also the books can be sent to Africa, or there's a few other places that they can go, and they help out children and people our age to learn and be able to become leaders in their nation.
So looking at the first book program.
The
virtual book drive. People buy from you guys or from the Mortar Board?
How does it work? The really cool thing is that you can buy the books online. It's a virtual book fair.
Okay.
So it's a really cool concept. It's promoted by First Books. If you go to Mortarboard's national headquarters website, which is just mortarboard.org,
okay,
there's a link to First Book. And if you go to First Book and buy those books, you can buy them on behalf of the ULM chapter. The really great thing about First Book is that they have, they call them deeply discounted books. And it's a lot of the classics. They sell Dr. Seuss books, the Berenstain Bears, you know, just a lot of the ones that we grew up loving are part of the virtual book drive. So we will be promoting that in all of the elementary and child development centers around here so that parents can go and buy books for their children and also help, in return, help their schools.
Okay, so going back again, those you purchase those books from the virtual book drive,
mm-hmm.
and those are, it sounds like classics, things that every parent
yes.
would want to have in their library anyway for their kids. And I have a four-year-old who just absolutely loves to have somebody read to him. Going from there, then the ULM chapter gets a credit.
Correct.
And then that credit can be used.
We donate those credits.
Okay.
The really awesome thing about this for me as an advisor is that we never have to touch money. But we can go online and we can monitor where our values are. So if we talk to somebody that says, yes, I bought books in your name, we can go online, look at that, see how many credits we received. But we don't have to do anything with the money. We just collect our credits through First Books. And then when we give the credits to a school, we just have promotional codes that are in our name. And so that school goes on and redeems those purchase codes to buy the same types of books that parents have gone out and bought in our chapter's name.
To be putting them in those child development centers
That's
or
right.
elementary schools, that sort of thing.
What a great concept, don't you think?
A terrific concept, certainly from an advisor standpoint, but also, I mean, from the student standpoint, because those volunteer hours can be spent more on getting people to go to the website rather than worrying about collecting the money and right. shipping the books or doing the accounting afterwards. I'm talking with Amy Weems. She's the Assistant Dean of Student Life and Leadership here at ULM. And Hannah Livingston is the SGA President and the Mortarboard President, talking about a little bit about the Mortarboard today and the Silver Torch Award that they were able to pick up for activities last summer, but you were actually accepting on last year's chapter's behalf.
That's right. And we are so excited. We're so glad that they did what they did last year. I think it was a great honor. We were not expecting it. We had no idea that we were getting it. So when they called out our name, we were very excited and thrilled to receive a national honor like that.
So, Amy, what are some of the other things, the qualifications to be able to receive the Silver Torch Award?
Well, we actually start the selection process for Mortarboard at the end of a student's junior year. We kick off the application period with National Mortarboard Week. It's a little bit ironic because in Louisiana we're special and a lot of times Mortarboard Week falls during Mardi Gras.
Oh, well,
so,
okay.
We will be doing National Mortarboard Week the week after Mardi Gras this upcoming year. We will open up applications, and really it is for the top 1.5% of the junior class to apply. I mean, those are the people who are eligible. And so we will go out and we will really promote applying for Mortarboard.
And so if somebody wants some more information, how do they get it?
Mortarboard.org, or you can call us at 318-342-5286. That's my line.
I'm Jay Curtis with Lanyap.
About area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.